Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have Doug Kern, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, talking about Tackle Day and so much more. We haven't even scratched the surface
yet. I know, dude. We got so much cool stuff going on today. Yeah. It's a rad one.
Yeah. Now, we have a great prize, too.
If you want to get through,
give a call to us.
Yeah, be a part of the show, man. Come hang out with us. You know, we're having another full hour here, including the catch reports coming up. But if you want to be a part of the show, we want to hear from you. 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or you can get us the toll-free one. That's 877-792-1090. And as Pete was saying, man, such a killer prize. Somebody's going to get a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. You got a shopping spree coming your way. 100% encouraged to come down and use that shopping spree down at Tackle Days, or you're going to get some crazy good deals.
Double your money.
And not only that, there's nobody that knows tackle better than the guy that's sitting right next to us, Doug Curran. So if you got questions, man, today is the
day
to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup.
Indeed. Hey, we're going to sweeten the pot a little bit here.
Ooh.
Today and tomorrow, thanks to our buddy Steve Pinard over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, we're going to give away a table for 10 at the CCA California San Diego Chapter Banquet. That's a $500
value, right?
Steve's basically donating a table for 10, $500 worth, to the CCA California Banquet at the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute right there across from Dana Landing in San Diego, Saturday, November 10th, the week after Tackle Day.
How cool is that?
And the ticket includes a one-year membership to CCA. So you win it, you can invite 90 of your friends to come on out
and join that fun.
How about that?
That is awesome. Good job,
Steve. So everybody today, Adam, and everybody tomorrow, we're going to make a mark on it. And just tell Adam, I want to be in on the CCA drawing, because we're not going to put you in if you can't come.
Sure.
We want you to bring you and 90 of your friends to this event. So if you want to come in, if you're calling in this morning, I want that table for 10 to the CCA California Banquet. Today and tomorrow, and we're going to draw the winner tomorrow.
I think that is so cool.
That's awesome.
Right on.
So that's cool. Thanks, Steve, for doing that.
Yeah.
All right, time for the catch report.
You got it, dude. Today is sponsored in part by, speaking of which, Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com, and we're going to start off with our private boater buddy, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, has got our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Doug.
Morning,
Mark. I can feel the excitement all the way up here.
You're so pumped, buddy. It's on.
Oh, man. You guys are going to have a blast next week. So here we are, guys, late October at the cusp of our seasonal change, and good opportunity exists in many areas. Yet inshore, best news, that big bonita that's around in a couple different areas. It's been pretty good up in Santa Monica Bay this week. There's a nice little temperature break run through the bay there. Stuff's been hanging out on the warm side. And so keep an eye on that. There's still a few yellows kind of along the upper end of Palos Verdes there. Worked the kelp lines in a deep structure spots around Rocky Point proper. Some of that stuff is really large, as it usually is at this time of year. Heavy gear and a slow troll mackerel is the method there. And no news on sea bass, but just about any time I would expect up there. Also, a few yellows around the mussel farm there off Long Beach. You got shot at bonita in that area also, and then that bonita stretches all the way down to the Newport and Dana area. And some of those things are just huge. It's really neat to see those things coming back. Catalina, much improved this week. There is some squid to be made up there in that isthmus area. It's having a noteworthy effect on the yellowtail population over there. They're getting thinned out a little bit. They're liking that squid. gulls are scattered around on the structure spots in the squid ground proper, you know, the structure in the isthmus there, and then check the spots backside west, structure spots all the way down to the famous Farnsworth Bank. There's gulls scattered throughout. Yeah, San Clemente Island reports this week were a little thin, but there's been some yellows hanging out in that frontside middle, that white rock zone up toward Gold Bluff. And then backside west has got a little signal fish. Also on the bluefin tuna grounds, things are definitely changing. That area is pushing out to the west, mostly stretching the length of the Cortez. There's pretty good spread of fish. And even out to the farther to the west, way the hell out west, there's a little spot out there. Years ago, we used to call it the 70-90 at 66 and 85 fathoms or something now. That used to be the cow-cod capital of the world. But even some of the guys have been looking around there for that bluefin tuna. But some of that big stuff is still around. There's been fish to nearly 300 pounds this week, so you got to keep that heavy gear ready. And then for you guys looking for a shot at a marlin, I'd definitely keep an eye on that east end of Catalina from right outside the buoys at the slide there down the ridge a little bit. There's been a decent amount of fish still there. Water's still pretty good for this time of year. And you still got a shot at that bigger yellowfin tuna underneath the dolphin schools that are stretched out from the backside of Catalina toward the front side of Clemente. On that mackerel bank 289 zone like that. But, you know, it is getting toward that time of year in terms of thinking about catching a tuna fish. So if you want to go, now's the time to go with that good weather and biting fish. Time to get out there, guys.
That sounds like a good call to me, man.
And, of course, fishdope.com. Guys on Fishdope have been on it, Jeff and Danny. Always the greatest information. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Like I said, our code had to be reissued because we sold so many memberships for them. Hook up now, awesome. Lowercase, no space, hook up now is the code to get you $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Oh, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website is pacificedgetackle.com. And man, there's a lot of good fishing to be had, guys.
No doubt, man. It is not over yet. That's for darn sure.
Indeed.
That's for sure.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll
all
see
right.
you.
All right. Mark. Let's head on down now to over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're doing great. Anxious to hear how fishing's going on at C4.
Like you said, a little bit of a shift here in fishing as we approach November, but still very good fishing overall. Those half-day trips, still seeing a good chunk of bonito, calico bass, rockfish, other bottom fish there. Very good fishing on there. San Diego, not seeing as much of that yellowfin. They're seeing skipjack and actually had 45 yellow tail yesterday on their full-day trip. Pretty good fishing. And he's got a different change in schedule coming up here. Starting next month, he's going to be back fishing the Coronado Islands. Take a look and see what's there, but he's going to keep going there. So be prepared for that if you're ready to do some full-day trips. Make sure you have your passports when they're fishing islands there. You know, it's been a while since they've used those. That's definitely still a requirement. The overnight trip, still seeing a little bit of yellowfin on there, skipjack, yellowtail, still pretty good fishing there. And like you just heard, those bluefin, there's still some big ones out there. Aztec's last trip, they had two over 100 pounds in addition to some bonito and yellowtail. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule's up there. We still have trips coming up. We have those half days, the full days, the one days. Those 1 3/4 day and 2 3/4 day trips are still up there. They're still pretty popular, and we're going to keep running them as long as people want to do those. So check that out. You can make reservations directly online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, check out the tackle shop, get a rockcod Rick Burrito, and get on your boat and go fishing because the season's not quite done yet.
Nope, still good times to go. Nice light loads, as you mentioned,
beautiful,
you know, there last week. And, yeah, the weather's right. I'm with you, Marcos. Think it's a great time to be going fishing at Seaforth.
Absolutely.
Right on.
Check the website there, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call, 619-224-3383, and get out there fishing.
Great call, Marcos. Great report. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Appreciate that. Right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report for now. And, again, catch report sponsored in part by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water, you have not installed a BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com and get their affordable products at Wilson Marine in San Diego Marine Exchange. Two great opportunities to load
Wilson
up on.
Wilson Marine and Marine Exchange now carrying the BG1 And it's easy to install. I know Wilson will install it for you if
you
want to. And it's affordable. It's like a little over $100 for the product, and it could save you in thousands in dumping. Can you imagine the nightmare of coming down to your boat and seeing a big oil slick around it, knowing you had a leak? It happens.
Sure, it happens all the time.
It happens, yeah. And then thousands of dollars.
Well, and just like you've said, I mean, the other mayor, obviously that's the big thing for them as far as safety and fines, but, I mean, the things like the bilge pump, you know, the bilge pump counter that lets you know how many times right. your bilge pump cycled when you were away from the boat, and, you know, all their great information coming forward. There's a lot coming out of that company, and moving forward, there's going to be some pretty serious cool innovations.
Like their newest product, I can look at my there's an app on my phone. I'm testing it for them.
See, I didn't know if we were allowed to talk about that yet. That's why I was trying to be weird, because I didn't know if we were allowed to say that.
There's an app on your phone, and they're just in the final stages of testing it. I'm kind of the test boat. And you can see what happened on your boat, your bilge, everything.
Yeah, it'll show you everything from while you're at home and wanting to check up on your boat. You'll get
like
to know.
If your bilge pump goes off, it'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Sends you a notification while you're sitting at home, you know, eating dinner. You get a thing goes off. Hey, man, bilge is cycling right now, you know.
Yeah.
And if it kicks off, no big deal. And all of a sudden, 5 minutes go by, your bilge kicks on again. Like, all right, then time to get down to the boat and find out what's going on.
Exactly, for sure.
Cool company, BGI.com.
Yeah, they do a great job. Hey, I wanted to mention, too, if you want to go to the CCA California San Diego chapter and win that table for 10 that Dana Landing generously donated, and you don't want to ask a question on the air, just call Adam on one of the numbers and just say, hey, I want to be on that drawing, and we'll put you in on that one. Not the $50 gift card, but the table for 10. Just tell Adam, I want to be in on that table for 10 to the CCA banquet on November 10th. We'll put you in.
You got it. Hey, another cool thing going on at Tackle Days is our great buddy Kevin Kelly from a West Coast Marine.
Oh.
Bringing down
a Parker boat deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's been part of, like, our, you know, history at Fisherman's Landing. Doug's had a Parker forever. You know, Doug's the reason that Neil and I have the boat that we do. You know, I fish with Doug all the time on his Parker. And, Pete, you back in the day had a...
Like four of them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's always been, like, part of our, you know, of our scene down there are those boats. And Kevin Kelly is coming down to Tackle Days. And I always bring my boat across. Nick Boone has the Boontang, probably the finest setup 25 Parker that exists. He's going to bring his boat around.
Wow.
So we'll have our boats there. But Kevin Kelly is bringing like a 100% tricked out 25 Parker. It's a 25-20, full tower, full controls, full Simrad electronics, 75-gallon bait tank, bow rails, 25 rod holders, like just a completely tricked out boat that he's going to be bringing down with him as well.
That's for sale.
No, that one's being delivered.
Oh, it's being delivered.
It's being delivered to somebody down in San Diego.
And it's not being donated to the Rollo raffle?
That's what I was really hoping for. I'm sure that he'll probably donate a center console, I would guess.
Oh, okay.
Rather than the pilot house, you know.
But a
prime example, you know, because when you see him at the shows, you know, they are semi-set up so that you can do all the tricking out yourself. Well, we're going to get an opportunity to see when somebody really threw down on how to really trick one of these things out.
Yeah.
It's going to be on display there at
It'll
Tackle Day.
It'll be at Tackle Day, and Kevin Kelly, the man himself, will
yep.
be there to show it off.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
That's cool. So, Doug, I mean, you have a list that we're like, we got to get to this. Let's talk about the casting contest.
Yeah.
Because that is a popular thing.
Well, I want to do a quick list of some of the activities,
yes.
and then we're going to focus on the casting contest.
Okay.
But as you know, we've got 25 killer vendors in the parking lot. We have Let's Talk Hookup starting from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Live broadcast right in front of the landing. We have a knot tying contest that Iser's doing. You guys have all seen the knot tying machine that they bring sometimes to the shows.
Right.
Well, they're going to do the knot tying contest so you can show your prowess and win a prize. We've got 9 seminars, which we touched on a little bit. Some of the greatest topics, bluefin tuna, long range, inshore bass fishing with Benny Florentino. I mean, just like the who's who list of that. We've got a great food vendor we talked about. Salty Crew has a game. It's kind of like the cornhole game, but they use a rod and reel, and it's super kid friendly. He gives prizes, you know, if you cast it into the hole. And then, of course, we've got the casting contest.
This is the
Shimano Tranks surface iron casting contest.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is for the guys that, you know, say that they can cast 100 yards with their surface iron jig stick. Well, time to come down. We've got a Tranks 500 40-pound Iser XXX line. a 7X surface iron, like super traditional.
Oh, so what's
traditional.
Better with mono?
Yes.
Ooh.
This is super traditional, and we've got the San Diego Anglers are putting it on for us. And last year's longest cast was a bomber, 90-yard cast.
92, I think, right?
I asked him 90? That. I thought it was 92, and he told me 90. So,
okay.
So 90 to 92 yards.
Whatever it was.
Whatever it was. It's out there. So, and then the first prize is the Tranx 500. Second prize is one of the jig sticks that they're, it's a Terramar 90H. And third prize is a Fisherman's Landing personally selected surface iron six-pack kit.
Wow.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. We've got chairs and tables set up so, you know, you can heckle the backlashers and cheer the bombers.
And is there accuracy involved in that cast? Does it have to fall within a certain
range? It has to hit the water. Right. And I'm going to tell you, this year is going to be a little more of a challenge.
Yeah, right.
Because we've got a high tide in the morning, but by the time the afternoon comes, we've got a 1.3 low tide.
Woo!
And so that water skinnies out a little bit.
Lesser water
so
in the afternoon.
I'm going to say you might want to get there earlier in the morning because, you know, if you
get... You have to hit the water.
Yeah, you got to hit the fairway.
If you hit the boat or you hit the sidewalk,
yeah,
or you hit the rocks, nah.
Well, if you hit Pete's boat, you get a special prize.
No.
Pete's boat's like 80 yards out there
on
the right.
Okay. It's a rubber boat, so it'll take
it'll bounce right off of it.
It's a really cool one, too. So we have, you know, you basically stand on the dock, which is like the entryway down to the main docks, and you cast down lengthwise, and we have a flagger that's down there, and we have, you know, cones set up with a distance, and then we literally have a laser range finder, so the, you know, you make your first cast, which is the practice, you know, everybody gets a practice cast, and a practice cast for two reasons. One, it gets you familiar with the gear, but it also puts the flagger in the somewhat reasonable distance of the area that we would expect you to be casting so that he can be very accurate when your cast lands. And then you get three casts after that, and where your longest one lasts, the flagger stands there. We shoot it with a laser rangefinder. We give you exactly what your yardage is, and the longest cast of the day wins a $500 reel.
Sweet.
100% free. It's completely free to take your cast. And then the thing that we did that I thought was really cool, if you know you had more in the tank than that, you had a backlash, your second was a little sideways, the third one you got yourself totally, you know, freaked yourself out because you didn't make the two, but you know you got more in you, a $10 donation to Friends or Allo, and you can try it again as many times as you want. Your first round's 100% free, but if you know you're better than that, you can throw $10 in the hat to Rollo, get back in line, and you can do it as many times as you want.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's so much
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question is, do you have a perpetual trophy like the last year's winner? You should make a perpetual trophy in Fisherman's
Landing. We don't, but not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Put down that big Salas jig that we have hanging up in the shop.
You get
like
your
all the
bragging rights.
How
you can
cool
maybe get Salas to like sponsor the trophy.
How cool would it be to get somebody to make us a trophy with, like, we'll use Brandon the Iron Bomber as our, you know,
yeah,
as our
you
statue.
You mean the world's greatest fisherman?
And have, like, a fully bent rod in mid-path.
Oh, I love it.
That
man.
Would be cool.
Like take a golf swing, turn it upside down.
All right. Yep.
Sure. Well, hey,
call,
phones
Pete.
Are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Absolutely every single line is full, so we're going to do just that. Why don't we start this one off with John? He's calling us from Upland this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, John?
How's it going?
Good. Hey, my question is parking for tackle days, and where I know there's parking very minimal there, but and the other thing is, you guys going to offer any kind of a shuttle service?
Well, we have more parking spaces that time of year than you might actually think. We will still probably have some boats running, but the early birds, if they want to pay $8, can park right in the landing parking lot. Once that's full, just outside of the landings to the east or towards downtown, we have 120 free 72-hour spots. It's kind of out in front of Sun Harbor Marina and Pizza Nova, but I do caution you, don't go into their personal lot, which is two-hour parking, because they definitely will tow if that thing gets filled up. But we've got 120 free spaces there.
Yeah, don't park on the Pizza Nova spot.
No. And then
don't park on the Sun Harbor spots because they will tow.
If those spaces fill up, then across the street we have another 177 spaces between the two hotels, the Holiday Inn and the Best Western there. And then I don't think we're going to fill that up, but if we do, nearby in some of the neighborhoods, there's just free street parking.
And then there's the, what is the parking down by Jimmy's there?
72 hour and more 24 hour.
Yeah. Well, there's 24. Yeah, there's, four there's, hours down there. A lot of that's 2 hour currently, okay. But there are about another, I don't know, 40 or 50 spots.
What if you think you're going to be at Tackle Day for a couple hours?
Well, yeah, it's yeah. not that, you yeah. know, basically you park down there in the 24 hour spaces, which is going to be a little bit past Jimmy's Famous and the Sun Harbor Marina. And basically, you just walk right onto the dock, yeah. take a nice stroll, you know, maybe a couple hundred yards or whatever it is. And so the parking, let's put it this way. I don't know how they did it last year. We had 2,000 people there that found a place to park. So
it'll work. Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's one of these key seminar speakers.
Yeah.
Hey, all
our
right.
good buddy, Captain Benny Florentino. Good morning, Benny.
Hi, Benny.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to just chime in. I appreciate you guys inviting me down for Tackle Days next Saturday. I guess I'll be talking a little bit about that calico bass fishing we've been having. But I happen to have Sean Goodwin marketing from Olakai. I'm going to take him out for a day of fishing here at Catalina Day.
Right. All right. Right on.
Very
cool.
Cool.
Love Olakai's. Wear him every day.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm wearing him right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roger that. But, hey, I just want to let your listeners know that bass fishing at the island's been tremendous with some really nice yellows mixed in, and the bait receivers are starting to make a little bit of squid, but they've been eating the little wax wings really, really good. We had an 80 fish day the other day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all wax wing and swim baits. That MC 4-inch swim bait was just racking them. So
nice. And this is at Catalina?
At Catalina, right.
Wow,
right.
Cool, Benny.
Nice.
Awesome.
So, anyways, enjoy the show. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I know the 200 Tranks isn't available, but I'll have one to demonstrate next Saturday.
You're the man.
And,
nice.
You guys can get your hands on it and play with it a little bit.
Well, I would say two things. One, Benny obviously gives the best calico bass seminar around, but don't forget, this is Fisherman's Landing Tackle, so I know what is near and dear to your heart, a surface iron yellowtail. So don't any listener out there that's attending Benny's seminar, don't hesitate to pick his brain a little bit on some yellowtail fishing.
Big
and
time.
If you wanted maybe a slight leg up before you take your shot at that Shimano Tranks casting contest, hit Benny up for some tips on how he likes to cast a trank for surface iron. Maybe you can get some info from the man himself.
And the other thing you can hit Benny up with is all the information you want to buy a Shimano product. Benny has the world of knowledge when it comes to Shimano reels, Shimano rods. He can dial you in on the right stuff. Right, Benny?
Yeah, I appreciate that, guys. Yeah, don't be surprised. I'll have that 90H and the Trank 500 tied to a surface iron for sure. So get some practice before you get to your cabin.
Nice.
That's right, buddy. Well, we're honored to have you, and we really appreciate it, Benny. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be an awesome day.
Roger that, guys. Hey, you guys have enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Good luck at Catalina today.
Thanks,
appreciate
Benny.
Appreciate this morning. All right. Give Benny Florentino, one of the great guys. You know, one of the other great guys, speaking of calico bass, and Benny mentioned him, is our co-host, Corey Sandin.
Oh, yeah.
From MC Swim Baits. I talked to Corey the other day, and I heard a rumor that buy two, get one free?
Yes.
On MC Swim Baits?
Across the board.
Are you kidding?
He is going to be right next to our booth outside in the parking lot, plus the pyramid of plastics we have.
Pyramid of plastics.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows the pyramid of plastics with the fish tank and Fisherman's Landing. That thing is loaded with Corey's baits, and they're buy two, get one free. So anybody that's going to be going to Cedros, anybody that, you know, just wants to stock up, whatever trip, this is definitely the time to load up on that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and Corey will be there.
Well, he's there, yeah.
And hand-pick it out for
yes.
you.
That's my favorite.
There.
Like,
do you talk about an on-spot seminar?
Right.
Exactly.
Corey Sandin, MC Swim Baits, will be there hand-picking it out for you if you want.
And you
just
can
say,
just, hey, man, I fish La Jolla a lot. You know, what are your recommendations? You know, I'm really wanting to start targeting, you know, fish on rocks and deeper water stuff in the wintertime. What do you think? I'm going to Cedros. What should I be getting? I mean, you get to have Corey hand-pick all those baits for you.
Yeah.
And buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one free, which that just doesn't happen.
No. Well, once a year it does.
I know for a fact that Corey is right now pouring.
Yeah, oh, my God. You know he is.
We talked about that last week. He said, like, he just shook his head. He goes, dude, you have no idea. he's putting a pretty serious stockpile together for us. It's going to be
awesome.
A great one. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, Avet, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, Nomad, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Penn, Phoenix, PowerPro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, Shimano, West Coast Marine, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle, lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd, check fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com. And sign up for special deals and more.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, guys. Hey, you probably saw it in the news. It's been a big story last week about charter boat saving a bunch of people in the water last weekend. We have Captain Mike Kester on the line from the Time Machine. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Pete. Thanks for having us today.
Hey.
Obviously, you know, we've been just packed with media the last 5 days. We just came back from Mexico last night. It's going to be all over Televisa now. The Mexican Navy, from what I understand, we didn't find out till yesterday, took credit of the whole rescue. It wasn't about credit, but it just was kind of funny how they didn't even mention our names. But we fixed that yesterday. We had a big, long interview with them. It's going to go all over Televisa in Mexico Tuesday or Monday at 2 o'clock. You can see it there again. It's all done with our media here. But,
yeah. Well,
thanks for inviting us. And I know this is fish talk, but it's going to be talking more about the rescue. But I'm all yours. Ask all your questions.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Mike, I know you run the six-pack charter boat time machine out of Harbor Island there with your son, Eason, who's a captain.
My son is Reeve.
Oh, Reeves.
And,
okay.
And I have different crew members. Andy Vo has been with us most of the season. He's a great fisherman. And it's just me, my son, and Andy pretty much this year, and other crew members we've hired in and out of run the boat with us. And I want to say thanks to them. We had a wonderful season. We whacked them this year, and it's all you. Go for it.
That's cool. So you tell us, take us through it. You saved 15 people's lives, basically.
Yeah, we were coming back from fishing the lower 500. We were on one of our trips with the family and family members of our crew, and we did real well down there, caught a lot of fish. We stayed. We overextended our trip. We hit some fog. We were coming back, and the visibility was just, it was nuts. The fog would come and go. And about 9:30 at night, we were approaching Coronado Islands, about 13 miles southwest. And I was at the helm. Reeve was sleeping. Andy was kicking back up here on the bridge, and we were just running, doing our thing. And I saw a flash out of the corner of my eye at about almost 9 o'clock to my port side, and it caught my eye. I turned back over on it, and it stayed lit. It was an explosion. I was 95%. It was an explosion, so I called the Coast Guard, and I had heard Coast Guard broadcasting that they were having man overboard drills and or in that area. So I called Coast Guard and asked if that was a drill. They said, no, it's not, based on the coordinates that I gave them. And they said, can you run on it? And I said, absolutely, I'm already doing that. They were about 5 miles away from us. We ran full speed. We did about 25 knots, got there in about 20 minutes, and we approached the burning boat. It was on fire, just burning hot, 30-foot flames. We couldn't see anything. We thought there were no survivors, so we run our motor. We turned off our motors, and we're listening. We could hear way away from us. We could hear people screaming, Ayuda, Ayuda. We headed in that direction. It's probably 1/8 mile away. They had drifted off the boat.
Wow.
And they were spread out. It looked like a plane crashed. There was people everywhere. And I just couldn't believe what I saw. I called Coast Guard and said, I think we're going to need some more help here. I don't know how many people there are. I'm kind of guessing maybe 15 to 20 people. And so we approached the first group. A couple people we came to was a woman. I had woken up Reeve down below. I sent Annie down there. I said, Reeve, wake up. You need to suit up. You're probably going to be getting in the water. He thought it was a joke. Finally, he got up, suited up. He was suited up and ready to go. When we got to the first people, a woman, she didn't have a life jacket on. Reeve jumped in the water to get to her. She was barely treading water. Kept on going. Some of them had life jackets. We were tossing PDF 2s, type 2s to people that had reflectors that we were coming up on in case we lost them during the rescue. We passed out everything we had and began to gaffle them all up. We got everybody on board. It took about 45 minutes, and a couple of the victims, everybody was burnt. Though a couple of them were burnt so bad they had no hair. Their hair, you know, if you want to see any of this footage, if you go to Time Machine Sport Fishing at Instagram, we post all our catches there, and also we're going to post all the live footage. We videotaped everything, so
wow.
It's not there yet, but it will be there the next day or so, because we're editing some of the footage, and you can see everything. It's amazing. We have the airlift from the helicopter. We extracted the two severely burned
victims,
and they were burnt so bad that they are still in UCSD. From what I understand, we can't even see them. We don't even know their names yet, but we're starting to get some feedback from the families. One of them is in an induced coma, and I think the other one is, I'm not sure. And anyway, back to the rescue. We picked everybody up. Coast Guard arrived there about maybe 30 minutes later with their helicopter, and then the boat came. They were in the air with their infrared right when they got there, circling around the whole scene. And after we had got them all out of the water, we went back to the burning vessel. We did a circle around it, yelling for other survivors, and then came back and did our survival's S's all the way back and forth to look for. All we saw was debris in the water. There were three people that were unaccounted for. One was a woman. She was in the boat. She didn't know how to swim. She didn't have a life jacket. Her brother tried to get her off the boat. She didn't want to get off the boat. He got somehow fell off or pushed off the boat. Most of the people got blown off the boat when it blew up. They were putting fuel in the boat, and I don't know, but I'm assuming that somebody had a lit cigarette when it was happening, because five of the people we rescued were asking for cigarettes right when they got on the boat.
Wow. And this was a Ponga style boat.
It was a 36 to 40 Flybridge Fort Fisher.
Oh really? Okay.
And they had way too many people on the boat.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to go there. It just was wrong. You know, the life jackets are so important with the reflectors on top of that. We couldn't see anybody. We had spots everywhere, and you could only see them right when you got the spot on, and we went by sound. And,
when did the Mexican Navy come?
The Mexican Navy came probably about a little bit after the Coast Guard got there, but we heard them on the radio. They were off in the background trying to communicate. They were kind of getting pushed aside, but in the end, we ended up putting all the passengers on their boat, and they took them to Ensenada.
All the passengers except for the two that got airlifted to UCSD Medical Center. Yeah. Wow. Well, certainly all of those 15 people and certainly the 13 people survivors owe you the time machine and your crew their lives, because certainly they would have most likely perished out there.
Yeah, absolutely. There was no way they would have survived that. On top of six life jackets, I still have those life jackets. They're going to be passed out to whoever wants them, survivors or whatnot. I'm sure the deceased aren't going to want them for their families, but we have them. We brought them with us to Mexico yesterday. We didn't have time to figure out what to do with those. That's the only thing that we have left.
Wow.
And those people, they were set to die. They would not have survived it. I've been overboard before. I know what it's like. It just wouldn't have happened. They were real lucky that we were at that area at that time.
Well, Mike, it was a harrowing experience. And again, I'm sure those people are all very grateful for your rescue and your quick thinking, and certainly this the U.S. Coast Guard getting there and helping out and such like that. So, first of all, kudos to you, your son Reese, and your entire crew of the Time Machine. Once again, if somebody wants to charter your boat, six-pack charter boat Time Machine, certainly you would think these guys got it together here. They're doing something like that. How do they do that?
You can find us. The best place to follow us is on Instagram at Time Machine Sport Fishing at Instagram. That's where most people follow us. We got some sponsors coming our way that we've had, and a lot of people are getting ready to give us a lot of gear, you know, like different types of life jackets and the AED. We got an AED coming, a $2,000 AED coming to the boat, which is great. It's good to have that. We didn't need that on that specific trip, but they're good to have. We're going to take it and put it on board. The best way is to go to our Instagram. We do have a website also. That's PacificBluefinSportFishing.com. And our corporate name is SoCal Sport Fishing Incorporated. So we're going to be picking up a couple other boats here. So we'll have two to three boats in our fleet. We're thinking about picking up a 12-pack inspected vessel for doing the long-range 12 passenger trips, which is going to be great. We can do the islands down below. And
great. So PacificBluefinSportFishing.com.
That is our website, if you go to our Instagram, it pretty much pushes you to everywhere.
Okay, cool.
Appreciate
your time, Mike, this morning. Great job the rescue of 15 people in the water there last week. Appreciate the call this morning, and thanks for taking the time with us on this Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Charlie in Gardena is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Charlie.
Buddy.
Hi. Doug, I had a question for you. Will you have the Daiwa SK 300 jigs at the Nomad Buffalo jigs?
Yeah, both, as a matter of fact, and I'm glad you bring that up. It is basically a vertical jig that they come in a little bigger sizes, like the 300 and the 320 size and so forth. And that SK jig is made by Daiwa. And then you mentioned the Nomad. We will have the Gypsy and the Buffalo. That is a fairly new jig this year as well.
Pretty awesome.
And Nomad.
Yeah, I've seen it work.
Yeah, Nomad is kind of an up-and-coming company, and
they
make
some amazing lures.
Well, yeah, Rick talked about having some new Wahoo lures, but he didn't elaborate. But you know that that minnow that they have, and they've got some various jerk baits. Nomad will be on site, and we will have all their stuff at buy two get one free.
Are you kidding me?
And they can answer questions about their entire product line. So that's going to be a good one. Obviously, the Daiwa guys again are going to be on site, and so they can talk about their entire product line.
Is Mark Mills going to be there?
Mark Mills is not going to be
there.
Oh,
come on.
What time does it open?
Well, Tackle Day officially opens at 9, but we have Let's Talk Hookup doing the live broadcast at 7, and our store will be open, and those jigs are inside the store, so you can buy those as early as 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, and also it'd be a good idea to get there early, grab some parking, grab a breakfast burrito from your cart there.
Right, yeah. And you know, you mentioned Daiwa, Proteus Rods, they started the new Wind Grip series, which the old series, we've got a bunch of those that we're going to do at 50% off in the parking lot to make room for the new Wind Grip, and Wind Grips is a new vendor of ours this year at Tackle Day.
Okay.
And if you want to bring a rod down, they will put the grips on there for you.
That's so cool.
Is that right? On the spot?
Or if you buy a rod at the event, they right in the parking lot, they can put the wind grips on for you and describe the benefits. And
like you could bring your favorite jig stick down where the cork tape's kind of getting worn and it's kind of reaching that point. You
exactly.
could walk inside the store, buy a new wind tape, wind grip, walk right out to the booth, and they'll totally install it for you while you wait.
And they're bringing all kinds of product. They're going to bring their machine, which I believe does like the inshore style grips. I mean, this is going to be a cool addition to the show.
Yeah, that is, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. What, come on, give us another thing. Come on.
Well, we didn't, you know, this is a tackle show, so we didn't talk about the fishing clothing, but my goodness, we've got, like, the best fishing clothing guys there. AFTCO, Salty Crew, Fishworks. All the first-run stuff is going to be, like, 25% off T-shirts, $15 off shorts.
Wow.
But in the parking lot, all the discontinued styles from mostly AFTCO, but also we've got a little bit from Salty Crew out there. Normally those shirts are $25. We've got them for $9.95.
Come on.
Yeah, right.
So again, there's another 60% offer, and we have like hundreds of these things.
And AFTCO always brings piles
of
them.
Yeah, they
do. Yep.
We got a lot.
AFTCO guys.
Yep. Well, it's going to be in our booth this year, and there's going to be some stuff in the AFTCO booth as well, but so the clothing stuff is pretty insane. We've got some Gill boots, which is an $89.95 shorty, typical Southern California fishing boot. We bought a color. It's light gray instead of dark gray, so who cares? And those are 50% off.
Whoa.
We've got most of the sizes left, but there might be one or two that's gone by now. We've got Yozuri. They've got those Vibe plugs that are high-speed trolling plugs or casting and retrieving. And they're doing a buy two, get two free.
Buy two,
so there's a 50% off. You can get your whole trolling arsenal in one whack there. So,
wow.
So, yeah, there's
mini Marauders, mini Marauder style jig was really popular. The guys in the New Loan are who made that thing popular. That was like their hot jig on their boat.
Really?
They sold a ton because of that.
Yep.
It's a really good trolling lure as well.
Wow, impressive. Well, so, let's try and sneak in another call here, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Dave calling from La Mesa? Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Good
morning, Dave.
Thanks for joining us.
Looking forward to Tackle Days next weekend.
Cool.
And even though I probably won't win that Shimano Tranks 500, I might just take that opportunity to pick one up while I'm down there.
There you go.
Saying that they're 10% off. Is that correct?
Well, I'm just going to say all reels are 10% off. I'm not going to say any specific names of brands.
Because you're not allowed to discount.
But the word all pretty well describes it.
All reels are 10% off.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then, like I say, a lot of the manufacturers are doing free Spectra, maybe some other swag on top of that, you know, maybe a shirt, maybe a reel cover, maybe
Shimano guys will be there.
The Shimano guys are always here. They're
Power
great.
Pro.
And so we'll have Shimano have their own booth and Power Pro all under the same Shimano umbrella. We have some good discounts on some Power Pro spools of line as well.
Ooh.
So if I pick up that Tranx 500, yep. will they be filling that as well?
Yes.
That's awesome. Now that's the deal.
That's the deal.
Wait a minute.
Well, we can't elaborate on that. It'd be best to not elaborate
on that. Don't. But you get, you get Power Pro.
Yes.
So you're saying you get, Power Pro free?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying. Okay. I got it out of them.
I didn't say it.
We're not allowed to say that, but that's what's going to happen.
I didn't say it.
If I suddenly disappear, you'll know what happened.
Is that any Shimano real?
Pretty much.
Okay. See, I got that out of him.
Wow. Well done, Pete. I'm very impressed.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a big value.
It's mega.
Yeah.
It's mega.
I mean, you're talking that's $100
right.
that you're talking about on
right.
that.
Yep.
You know, I mean, when you start talking about the value of the line, the mega discount you're getting on the reel, we're talking you're saving over $100.
Yeah.
Over.
You guys will be spending some line.
Probably buck and a half is probably more like. Anyway, it's awesome. Yeah. We're just, like I said, we're pulling out all the stops. This is our biggest deal of the year.
And I want to throw this out. You know, we do sell a lot of stuff this day, and if we run out of a specific item, we will write you up a special order. You can pay for it at Tackle Day, capture whatever all the deals are, and then pick it up later, or we can ship it to you. But, just because we run out of an item, we're still going to honor the deal as long as you pull the trigger on Tackle Day.
As long as it's not a closeout, you know, something like that, you know, as long as it's not a thing where once they're gone, they're gone. But, yeah, any deal that we have, if we happen to run out, and don't worry, we have a serious amount of stock, but, you know, you start talking about deals like Tranx like that, you know, those can happen, and we will always honor the deal if you pay for it at Tackle Day.
So what you're saying is if I buy a Talica 20, and you'll fill it with Power Pro?
Yes.
For free?
Yes.
Wow. And, but you weren't supposed to say that.
And your deal.
Well, and you get 10%.
You said it. I want it to be very clear.
I said that.
This guy didn't say that.
All right. Very good. Dave, we'll see you at Tackle Day.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got a $50 gift card to Tackle Day. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Saturday, November 3rd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO showing off their full line of clothing built for saltwater anglers. Check AFTCO out at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Mision Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a 5-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Mision Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the island islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Mission Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Mission also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos Restaurant and the famous Pizza Grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Mission Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Mission, the beauty and fun of Loreto is waiting for you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, it's time to find out who's got themselves a $50 shopping spree to Tackle Day. That is going to John in Upland. Congratulations, John. You are going to be so stoked. We'll look forward to seeing you at the big day.
See you at Tackle Day for sure. And, Ricky, in the break, you mentioned the amazing raffle that you've got. How many thousands of dollars in prizes?
I have no idea. Thousands. I mean,
Last year it was over 4,000. I guarantee you this year's better. I mean, Baker Marine alone gave a $500 pair of binos.
Yep. Yeah. Baker Marine.
This year.
Yeah. I've got a brand new pair of Baker 7x50s.
You even squeezed out a John Freese $300 worth of Pizza Nova.
I mean, all of our favorite spots to eat down there, Pizza Nova. John gave us $300 in gift certificates. There's gift certificates to Point Loma Seafoods, Mitch's Seafood, gift certificates and sweatshirts.
And space,
how do you get into the raffle?
Long-range trip.
The raffle's a really cool thing. It's $1 a ticket, or you get a little break when you buy five. You know, you spend. You know, you buy five tickets, you get a little break, or you have $5, you get a little break, $20, you get an even bigger break, and you just buy your tickets there. We give away, we do several rounds of raffle after all the seminars, the big one at the end. The proceeds support Friends of Rollo. It's just it's an awesome event, and
And then Friends of Rollo's will be there too, right, Doug?
Yeah.
Yep, doing the pick-a-box.
Pick-a-box,
Mike Lum will be there, and then we'll have the giant raffle booth with four ticket sellers running around helping you out.
So that's how you're going to take kids fishing and win some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Tackle Day. Wrap it up.
Tackle Day, November 3rd, starting out at 7 o'clock with the live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. Officially, the event begins outside with 25 vendors at 9 o'clock, 9 to 3. The store will be open 6 in the morning till 6 at night. Deals, too many to mention, but we did mention a lot of them.
A lot of them, yeah, you
and,
got
And just hope to see everybody down. Weatherman's cooperating. It's going to be a great day, and we'll see everybody there.
All right. Thanks, Doug Curran. Appreciate that, and thank you for listening. Hey, thanks to Adam for all that he does. And tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Captain Tim Ekstrom will be here from the Royal Star talking fishing. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.